Welcome back. We trust the Lord is establishing you in the present truth. Wow, I've learned so much today. We've just spoken about the fivefold ministry, and it may lead one to ask, well, what is the present ministry of the bride?
The present ministry of the bride, that question, I would take it back, because we're talking about a divine agenda. So I would take it back. If we are in the seventh church age, there's a seventh parable in Matthew 13. That's why I say, let's go back a little bit.
Amen.
Let's catch a picture first.
Yes, sir.
Remember that if you notice in the parable of the wheat and the tares.
Yes, sir.
Let's go back a little bit. Verse 24.
Another parable put it forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field.
Yes.
But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way.
Uh-huh.
But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also.
Mm-hmm.
So the servants of the householder that came and said unto him, sir, did not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hast it tares? He said unto them, an enemy has done this.
That's why there's something very important here that I want you to catch.
Mm.
Very, very important. I'm sorry, I said I'll go back. Because while we read this, Matthew chapter 3, there's a prophecy by John here, verse 11 and verse 12.
Matthew 3, 11
listen,
and
because
12.
You have not heard me say this, I want to say before.
Wow.
Before.
Yes. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear.
Mm-hmm.
He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his flock and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
Whose flock? He will thoroughly purge his flock. Whose flock?
His flock.
The flock there is Christ Jesus, his church.
Yes, sir.
That is his flock. But now, see something here. That is, there will be separation.
Mm.
Because the chaff and the wheat cannot all enter the same banner.
That's true.
Garner. Now, watch it here. Verse 29. Verse 26.
26. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householders came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this.
Yes.
The servants said unto him, will thou then that we go and gather them up?
Uh-huh.
But he said, nay, lest while he gather up the tares, he root up also the wheat to them.
Yes. Verse 30, yes.
Let both grow together.
Let both wheat and tares grow together
until the harvest.
Yes.
And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them.
Mm-hmm.
But gather the wheat into my barn.
Go to verse 36. From verse 36, the interpretation.
Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciples came to him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man.
He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man.
The field is the world.
The field is the world.
The good seed are the children of the kingdom.
Uh-huh.
But the tares are the children of the wicked one.
Uh-huh.
The enemy that sowed them is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
The harvest is the end of the world.
The end of the world.
And the reapers are the angels.
Uh-huh.
As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world.
Now, verse 41.
The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity.
Yes.
And shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who art yes to hear, let him hear.
Now, it is also, you can take that also to the Garden of Eden. Wheat, I mean, the seed, true seed, and the serpent seed,
yes,
and the seed of Adam.
Mm.
He planted the good seed. But as men begin to grow, you are seeing, because Cain is supposed to be like
Adam.
Adam's son. So you can see from this story, the serpent seed.
Mm.
They all grow. And what happened? What do we do? You planted something good. Now, how come now? Mm. Look at all the killings that are going on.
Mm.
God is going to send the people that will gather all that offend.
Mm.
And the gathering time is on now. The second fulfillment of this, remember, it is his flock.
Mm.
It is from his kingdom. His kingdom is the church.
Mm.
All things that offend.
Mm.
Again, you see something here. Verse 39.
Okay. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world.
Uh-huh. And are we not now at the end of the world?
Amen.
That's what I'm looking for. Yes.
And the reapers are the angels.
The angels here are the ministers of God.
Mm.
Okay.
As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire,
uh-huh,
so shall it be in the end of this
end
world.
End of this world. Then now, watch it now. See now. If you go to verse 47, the seventh parable, you will now link it to what he was saying here.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind.
That is the church of Jesus Christ. Mm. All manner of things, he gathered them. Yes.
Which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away.
Uh-huh.
So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Now, so there is going to be a separation ministry.
Mm.
Okay? The wheat, and the tares. Here, what did he call him?
The angels.
The wicked from among
the just.
The just, because he gathered the good into the vessels, but cast the bad away. Because in verse 47, that net gathered of every kind, both good and bad. Both good and bad. Matthew 22.
Mm.
Matthew 22.
Yes, sir.
From verse 9, when they rejected the gospel, Israel rejected the gospel.
Go ye therefore into the highways,
uh-huh,
and as many as ye shall find,
uh-huh,
bid to the marriage.
Uh-huh.
So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with
and
guests.
And the wedding was furnished
with guests.
With the guests. So this net of the gospel, the church of Israel is a mixed multitude. The church of Christ is a mixed multitude. So, the last church age, which is the seventh church age, fits into the seventh parable. It is separation time. Now, when they are separated into a ministry, which is now, because they are separated to be prepared for home going. That is where you will now see verse 51 coming in and verse 52.
Mm. Oh, sorry.
Matthew 13, 51 and 52.
Matthew 13, 51 and 52. Jesus saith unto them, have ye understood all these things? They say unto him, yea, Lord. Then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder.
You see? These are going to be special breed of people.
Mm.
That was what gave rise to our look at the Issachar brothers, the bride's anointing.
The Issachar anointing.
That was what gave rise to it.
Mm.
Okay?
Like, it's like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure.
Out of his treasure.
Things new and old.
So, this is the perfecting ministry.
Mm.
This is the perfect. You know, we used to say this scripture is William Branham. But it's not just William Branham, but it is a ministry which William Branham started.
So spearheaded.
Like. Spearheaded, and then people like Pastor Moses will also pick it up.
Mm.
And then you see, there will be new things that he'll be showing us.
Amen.
You know, and things that we have had before.
Mm.
And things that he'll be showing us.
Mm.
You know, we will not, revelation will not end.
Indeed.
You know, so, but first and foremost, he said the scribe, that teacher, is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven that is revelated.
Mm.
It's revelated. And by God's grace, we are among these scribes that are instructed unto the kingdom of heaven.
Mm. Amen. So this is the ministry for the bride.
This is now the bride ministry. That is why the message is come out. When you come out, you are going to jam a ministry that will bring out old and new and give a balanced diet. And they will home go.
Mm.
So now is the ministry for the scribe that is instructed into the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
So somebody jump ahead and say he's the scribe.
Can we say this is a type of a guy?
Sure, the keeper of the women, yes.
Mm.
The type of a guy, while the charge guys keep the rest.
Wow. Thank you so much, sir. Wow. So this is the ministry for the bride now, the yes. Perfecting ministry.
The perfecting ministry.
Perfecting the bride of Christ.
Which will Abraham started.
Mm.
He didn't end it.
Or which God if started. God started through
William Branham.
Yes, sir.
And the going away of William Branham did not end it. In fact, William Branham was so sure, he gave the impression, even direct statements, that he will be alive to lead the bride in this age to go. But every man always thinks that it will happen in his own time because of the amount of revelation you have. But the divine agenda is a mystery, and he kept it in his chest.
And same with Abraham told us that God takes his man, but doesn't take his spirit.
He takes his man, does not take his spirit away. No, at all. The walk, you can. The walk man may be taken away, but the walk will continue.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Wow.
And we are continuing that walk.
Ooh,
if you are coming across this ministry, it is because you are among those to be perfected for the rapture.
Amen.
You are not watching us by accident. Amen. Take seriously what we tell you. Go back to the Bible and study it. And you will find out that it is the mercy of God that made you to locate us.
Hallelujah.
This is a worldwide ministry.
Amen.
This is what the Lord told us to do through the bride that gave birth to the bride television.
Hallelujah.
And that is Isaiah chapter 11, verse 12.
Isaiah 11, 12.
Yes.
The watchword for the bride TV.
Yes, that is the watchword for the bride TV. And the Spirit of the Lord.
Okay. And he shall set up an ensign
yes.
for the nations.
Verse 12.
And shall assemble the outcast of Israel.
Yes.
And gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth.
So you can place it now. You can see now from the four corners of the earth. And this is a satellite television watched all over the world.
Amen.
But as we are broadcasting here now, we are going simultaneously on all the platforms, including Facebook, YouTube, Twitter,
yes, sir.
Instagram, Periscope. And what more? Periscope, and everyone you can think of, just type Bride Assembly 1, and you are connecting live all over the world.
Amen.
God bless you.
Wow, thank you so much. Even if I don't clap for the pastor, permit me to clap for the Holy Ghost. And for the pastor also, because it's the vessel that the Lord has used to teach me this. I don't know about you, but I'm very blessed with this episode of Rapture Watch. In fact, since we began rightly dividing the word of truth, definitely I've been very established in this present truth. No more confusion. No, and we are not tossed about by every wind of doctrine. The purpose of this is to establish us in the present truth. And may the Lord keep you established in Jesus' name. Please keep on sponsoring the Bride TV as long as we don't stop preaching the truth. And if you're just coming across us for the first time, keep watching Bride TV. And soon you'll know why the Lord led you across our way. Thank you so much. And to everybody, we say Shalom. God bless you.